It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light. Redeem us, Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio. This is a really big day because we are celebrating today our third anniversary of sending out daily prayers to over 6,000 people on our email list and others who join us by Facebook, by our website, some other means. So thankful to have thousands of people receiving our daily emails. And we have sent one out every day since 2012. And so we are so thankful for the faithful people that have made this happen. So here on this August the 7th, 2015, this is our third anniversary of sending out daily prayers, released at 3 o'clock every morning, Central Time. So thank you for praying with us. I do want to say a tremendous note of appreciation, send a tremendous note of appreciation to three ladies that make this possible. Linda Meeks, Cheryl Ortiz, Evelyn Gastelum. And these three ladies from Tulsa, Roswell, New Mexico, and from California. Three different locations, but they make it possible. And Evelyn, of course, sends it out via Spanish. So we do have We've been doing a Spanish edition, I guess, for maybe the last 2 years. So getting the word out that we need to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. There are some people that wonder who writes the prayers. And people have said, do you write the prayers or somebody else write the prayers? No, I write the prayers. Every one of these prayers I have written. And if you do not receive a daily prayer, about a 60-second prayer that you can pray in unison, in agreement with a lot of other people, hundreds and hundreds of people, you can go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com, and you can sign in. And I would like to remind you that if you have been dropped from the list, which has happened quite often, you need to write our website for more information. I think there's some information there. But you have to sign in with a different email address. It gets complicated, but that's the way our server works. And, you know, we'll just work with that. But if you've been dropped, that's not happened intentionally. So let us know. Let us know. And probably the easiest way to let us know is you can write breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, and just say I've been dropped from the prayer list. But anyhow, thanks for praying with us. We are so thankful and grateful. 3 years ago today, by the promptings of the Holy Spirit, I began to send out daily prayers, asking people to agree with me in prayer. It started out slow, but now we send it out to thousands of people. And I believe we're making a difference. I really, really do. So today on this third anniversary of sending out daily prayer requests via email, Facebook, fan page, Twitter, and other media, some people forward those. We're going to read some of those prayers. I've sent out now over 1,000 prayers. And we're going to read some of those prayers, and we're going to play some music. It's going to be a great Friday as we celebrate our third anniversary. If you would like to make a special contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, remember that your gifts are tax deductible. If you decide, I'd just like to send you a third anniversary offering. And we send out these daily prayers, as I said, we have for the past 3 years. We've not missed a day. And then, of course, we're on this internet radio station, the iTunes radio station, and we've been on 24 hours a day since November the 19th. So it won't be long. We will be celebrating our first anniversary. We still go out and do some ministry. We've not quit traveling, but because of internet radio, these internet radio broadcasts, we have scaled back on our travels considerably. And we're doing more Skype services. I would like to remind everybody in the Bethel, Vermont area that I will be ministering via Skype. That means by satellite this Sunday morning. And the church is Gateway Church, and Brad and Carol Keller are the pastors, the leaders. And you can just Google Gateway Church, Bethel, Vermont, to get more information. And I will be preaching from my studios in Austin, but it'll be shown there on the screen. I'll be preaching, prophesying. It's going to be a great time. Good to have you listening today. Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And I'm so thankful and grateful to have the privilege of being able to pray here on BPN Radio, around the clock, 24 hours a day on BPN Radio. It's 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time, or any time, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, and we so desperately need an awakening. I believe in God for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities. I'll talk more about that. So, Father, by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, we come into your presence. Pray the will of God be done on this Friday. And we just declare our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. And we pray, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. And I would like to say that if you do want to send a contribution, you can do that. You can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can use your credit card, PayPal, debit card, and you can make a contribution there. And if you want to write a check, you make that check out to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Okay, well, God is a faithful God. We want to pay tribute to Him. We want to pay tribute to those that you've been praying with us for these past 3 years as we celebrate our third anniversary. We're going to be rehearsing some of the prayers that we've given over the last 3 years. But first of all, we want to express our gratitude to God and our gratitude to those of you that have been praying with us. And here's Andre Crouch. He's going to sing My Tribute, and we'll be back for some prayers. Andre Crouch.
How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
Okay, there you have the late Andre Crouch, my tribute. I just want to thank my Father God today for the opportunity to be able to send out prayers for the past 3 years. And if you're not receiving these daily prayers, you can certainly do so by going to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, and then you can sign up and you can receive the prayer, and also your friends can pray, your church can pray. So we're very, very thankful for those of you that have been praying with us for the last 3 years. And it might be quite interesting if you've been praying with us daily for 3 years. We'd certainly like to recognize you. If there's any of you that says, well, I've prayed with you every day, why don't you just send us a note at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to read some prayers that I've been sending out for the past 3 years. And first of all, these would be Monday prayers. And of course, I send these out asking people to repeat these words after me. Won't give you time to do that today, but that is the purpose of it, the prayer of agreement. So here's some Monday prayers. Dear Father God, may we discover today the rest that only comes from you, Lord, zooming in on the things that really matter in life, not wasting our time being consumed by those things that in the end will only cause us stress. Stress because we can't afford it and we don't need it. Help us not to exchange our peace of mind in order to keep up with the Joneses. Deliver us from the spirit of competition, knowing that godliness with contentment is great gain. May we count the cost for every commitment we make in life, determining if our choice is really necessary. Keep us from the spirit of discontentment in life, learning to be happy with the small things in life, being alert to our blessings and looking for opportunities to bless someone else, proclaiming that we're on this earth to be a blessing. As Christians today, help us to be alert to what is happening all around us, convinced that we are truly living in the end times, confident that our hope is not in the things of this present world, but our hope is in eternal things. Our hope is in you, Lord, knowing you are the author and finisher of our faith. Keep our nation safe today and keep our city safe. And as we begin a new week today, we ask that you keep us and our families safe as we pray for another spiritual awakening in America. Amen and amen. Here's a Monday prayer. Dear Father God, may we discover today. Dear Father God, while over $500,000 is raised to preserve a spacesuit and over $1 billion is spent on our leader's African trip, hundreds of thousands of Christian refugees in Iraq and Syria languish with little food, water, or medical supplies. May we as a nation be alert to the fact that many Christians in different parts of the world who are suffering untold misery while we dwell in our comfort zones, while our leaders and media make little or no reference concerning the plight of these men, women, and children. Today, we join with Matt Staver and other ministries who are coming to the rescue of our brothers and sisters in these nations and other nations of the world who are suffering at the hands of ISIS and other terrorist groups, driven from their homes, churches, and families, stranded in places that have never been. They have never been, living in conditions that are unimaginable. We ask you, Almighty One, to extend your hand of mercy. Reach out to these, your children. And may we as believers do the same. May we as Christians in this land of plenty reach out to those who are suffering with our finances and our prayers. And we also pray this morning for Israel, for this tiny nation that will suffer at the hands of our present agreement with Iran. We ask, Lord, that you will awaken Congress to this agreement with a nation that has called us the great Satan and has threatened to annihilate Israel off the face of the earth. Awaken us, O God, to these times that we're living in. Move us out of our comfort zones into a place of intercession on behalf of those who are suffering, including Pastor Saeed Abedini and other Americans, and send another spiritual awakening to this nation, knowing it's late but not too late. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen and amen. Here's another Monday prayer. We pray today, Father God, that fatigue does not determine our destiny, that fatigue will not determine our fate, understanding that when we get tired and weary, we become eligible to make wrong choices, knowing that when our soul gets tired and weary, we can make decisions that undervalue our life, discerning that the Bible shares stories of success and failure, illustrating the failures of men who became tired in their soul, turning them into another person, reading about Samson, the strongest man on earth at the time, losing his eyesight and his freedom after becoming tired and careless, Esau selling his inheritance because he couldn't wait another day for a meal, David too tired to lead his army into battle because of weariness of the soul, carelessly falling into immorality, Elijah calling fire down from heaven one day and running from a woman the next day, weary from running, he wanted to commit suicide. Help our nation to awaken from a tired soul today. May we consider that you alone are our rest, our peace. May we not sell our city, our nation, out to another group that will change things into a country that we will not recognize, a place where our sons and daughters are put to forced labor, a place where we long for the freedoms we once took for granted. Refresh us, Holy Spirit, today. May we experience another spiritual awakening in America. Stir us before it's too late. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Here's another Monday prayer. Dear Father God, help us to realize that Satan desires to incapacitate us, attempting to fill us with fear so we will never fulfill our purpose. But knowing that you, Almighty God, have not only given us saving grace, but enabling grace to do everything you have assigned us to do in this life. The grace that gives us the ability to live in a dimension we could have never lived otherwise. Knowing your grace, Lord, gives us the ability to do things we could never ordinarily do. That grace that helps us stay in a marriage. That grace to walk away from an inordinate relationship, that grace that keeps us on the job that we find so distasteful in the natural, that grace that keeps us in business when it seems that everything is falling in around about us, that grace that keeps us ministering the gospel when there's opposition on every hand, that grace to continue attending a church when our friends are leaving, that grace to endure sickness and suffering when it seems that night will never end, that grace to wait for the prophecy and the promise to finally be fulfilled. Help us to know today that when our abilities run out, your grace kicks in, erasing all fear, knowing that if I lose everything today, the one who gave it to me is still here. That's you, Jehovah God. So I will not be afraid, but continue to grow in grace, understanding your grace is multifaceted. We can and will continue to grow in that grace, declaring that failure is never final. Even when it appears that we're a complete failure, we can still get up. When our friends write us off, greater grace is coming to pick us up, get us going again. So thank you, God, for that supernatural empowerment of grace, your unmerited favor that we embrace today. We embrace it and thank you for it today. And may others receive this incredible favor today that comes through your Son Jesus because of the incredible work that was done at Calvary. We also thank you for the revival that is coming to 1,000 cities in America. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Here's another Monday prayer that we send out on letsprayamerica.com. We pray to know you, Lord, and to know what you'd have us to do. We pray to hear your voice and to respond appropriately. We pray to love you and to love others as well as ourselves. We pray to be kind to others, forgiving others, Lord, as you have forgiven us. We pray to love life and to live one day at a time, looking unto you, Father God, as the author and finisher of our faith. We pray today that we will find the rhythm of life and tap into that melodious flow that you have designed for us to live in. May we be determined not to allow any spirit of fear to occupy one moment of our lives, but live in that deep, settled peace that only you, Jehovah Shalom, can supply. We pray that we will lie down each night and enjoy sweet sleep accompanied by a short afternoon power nap that will prevent us from being caught up in the pounding noises of these times in which we are living. May we take many vacations in life and not just assign ourselves to one each year where we try so hard to enjoy what we feel we so readily deserve. May we take time out each day to call someone who has shown us an act of kindness along the way, just to say hello without getting into some deep conversation, closing with, I love you, without making a commitment to call them again soon. May we give ourselves a break from time to time, as well as others, taking time out of our busy schedule from time to time to share a funny story with friends and laugh until our sides hurt, setting politics aside and those things which so easily divide, and remembering those things that knit us together in the first place, concluding our conversations with appreciation and prayer for our nation, another spiritual awakening. Grant these things, we pray, Almighty God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm just reading prayers from my list of over 1,000 prayers that I've sent out these past 3 years as we celebrate today our third anniversary. And it's just been of sending out daily prayers with the help of Linda Meeks, Cheryl Ortiz, and Evelyn Gastelum. And your help, in agreeing with us, because we believe that we are making a difference. Here's another prayer, a Monday prayer. We pray this morning for those who have been assigned to service as business people in the body of Christ, those who serve in the marketplace, those who have been gifted to help support the gospel through their trades and witty inventions, those who have been given extraordinary talents and abilities in dealing with finances, those who have accepted responsibility as good stewards, converting dimes into dollars so that ministries and churches across America and around the world can benefit from their God-given genius and brilliance. Those who have been chosen because they're willing to give as well as receive, being recipients of financial blessings in order to pass it along for the furtherance of the gospel. And may Christians not manipulate these gatekeepers, using and abusing them for profit, but alert to the fact that we desperately need them in the church world today to help identify, train, and mentor those who have similar giftings. We pray that each Christian and individual will endeavor to get out of debt today, understanding the signs of the times and the economic upheaval we are facing in this nation. May we be alert to the need of preparing proper food and water supply for our families and neighbors. We pray for another spiritual awakening in America, calling for a revival in 1,000 cities in this land. We intercede on behalf of this nation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to be back to, since this is Friday, we're going to be back to pray some Friday prayers in just a moment. But we are so thankful that you have, these past 3 years, been standing with us in prayer. And we're thankful that through it all, some of you have been through some very difficult days in these last 3 years. And I trust that these prayers have been a blessing to you. Andre Crouch is coming back. He's going to sing again, and this one is called Through It All. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust
in
God.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces, but there were times that I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hour, yet those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own. That's the reason I say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you that through it all, oh, through it all, oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in his word could do. That's the reason I say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you, through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. And pray. I've learned to depend upon his word. Oh, through sorrow and shame, I've learned to depend upon his word.
Well, it's good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Friday. 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time or any time here on BPN Radio, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray, intercede on behalf of our nation. Revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Dale Gentry here, and we are celebrating our third anniversary. 3 years ago today, I began to send a daily prayer out, and it's gone out every day. For the past 3 years, over 1,000 days and nights. And I'm so very, very thankful that you've been praying with me along the way, because our prayers of agreement make a difference. The Holy Spirit called me to pray in 1966, February of 1966. He said to me, "Son, give me the first hour of your day. I'll change your life." I started praying. And the next year, 1967, I became a prayer leader. I would gather young people, junior and high school students, on their way to school every morning. And I would pray with them before they went to school at the church. We lived next door to the church. And then at 9 o'clock, Gene and I would have we would have a women's prayer group. And it just started. And over the years, I continue to pray. Then in 1976, I met a man by the name of Larry Lee, who who changed my prayer life and was an incredible, incredible voice of prayer. 1985, Gene and I moved to Rockwall, Texas, where I became his prayer associate. And then we started that same year going out across America and training churches for 5 years, training people to pray and training churches to pray corporately. And then in 1990, Gene and I, from a prophetic word from the Lord, began to go into churches, staying for weeks and months at a time, leading prayer revivals. And that went on for about 8 years. And in 1995, we led prayer at the White House, 1996, prayer at the White House. My first visit, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about 1,000 points of light, mobilizing 1,000 churches to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. That's what he said to me. And so we started. It's taken a long time. We now have over 1,000 churches that are represented now here on the BPN network, Breakout Prayer Network. And we have over 700 cities. We believe in God for 1,000 prayer leaders. And we've been sending these prayers out for 3 years. And Gene and I have traveled now for 30 years. We've traveled, cutting back on our travel schedule somewhat in order to do these daily radio prayer broadcasts. And so we have given ourselves to leading prayer. We have given ourselves to praying on behalf of this nation. And we do believe that we're making a difference. And so would you pray with me? Father, we are so very, very thankful because we still have hope for America, particularly for 1,000 cities in America. We believe there are unsafe cities in America, and we believe there are safe cities. And the safe cities in America are those cities that are covered by prayer, where people in government are Christians and pastors are influential there, and they sit at the gates of the city. There are unsafe cities in America that have literally been turned over to demonic powers, demonic forces. And Lord, we pray for these cities. We pray that the spirit of evangelism will move into these geographical locations. But we know by and large they've given themselves over to powers of darkness. But Lord, we know that unless Satan gets an advantage of us, we're not ignorant of his devices. We know that he cannot take this nation as a whole. But we know that he can only take this nation one city at a time. And that's why we know that as Christians, we are to intercede on behalf of our city as well as behalf of our nation. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me recently and said the battle has shifted from D.C. to the cities in America. And so I am praying and believing that you, as sons and daughters of God, you as Christians, will begin to intercede over your city as well as your nation. We know that in America, the walls have been broken down, the gates have been burned with fire, as it was in the days of Nehemiah. But we know that there are walls of safety that and gates of safety that are encompassing cities all across America. Call these safe cities, and cities that are beginning to experience revival. And we know that there's going to be an incredible migration happening in America. America's going to become very mobile, a very mobile society. People moving from one geographical to another location to another geographical location, and they're going to move. Several years ago, I began to prophesy about homes that would be easy to take down and put up again. And I've been quite amazed at the promotion of these tiny homes, some of them less than 100 square feet. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about trailers. I'm not talking about motorhomes or mobile homes. I'm talking about these tiny homes that can be taken down and moved very quickly and serve as a home with special designs on them. And these tiny homes are becoming very prevalent, and I believe they're in response to prophetic words that have been given, including myself, to know that there are homes that are being constructed that can easily be moved from one geographical location to another. So here we are praying, and if you are not on our daily prayer list, you don't receive a daily prayer via email, will you go to letspray.com? Letspray.com. There you can sign up and you will receive the daily prayer. Otherwise, you can read the prayer on our website that's daily in English and Spanish. And you can read the daily prayer on our Dale Gentry fan page. And there's some other places where you can agree with me in prayer, because we believe the power of agreement is remarkable, incredible. So I appreciate those of you who've been praying with us the past 3 years. And if you've been dropped from the list because our server tells us that it's quite easy and they're taking steps to remedy this situation, but if you're being dropped from our mailing list, then you need to let us know by writing us at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, and we will do what we can to help you get back on our list. We don't know why they're accidentally dropped. We don't have the complete information about that. But if you want to go back in and sign up with another email address, that's also a way to remedy the situation. But thank you so very, very much for praying with us through our prayer emails and on Facebook, and also praying with us here on BPN Radio. And on this third anniversary, if you would like to make a special donation, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to the donate button. And you can click on that, use your PayPal credit card, debit card, or you can mail a check to make your check to Breakout Prayer Network and mail your check to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. 78709. Thank you so very, very much for praying with us, making contributions. Very, very thankful, very, very grateful. And today we're reading some prayers that we have prayed for the past 3 years, just at random. And I said we would pray a prayer, some Friday prayers. I've got one available here. And these, of course, are prayers that we prayed in days or weeks or months gone by. This one says, Dear Father God, help us to be alert to the warning signs all across the globe this morning. Seeing long lines at banks in Greece, observing major financial downturns in China, plus neighboring Puerto Rico facing bankruptcy. May we as Christians not hide our head in the sand, not overreacting out of a spirit of fear, but also refusing to be reluctant concerning the condition of the land in which we live. May we understand it's not a coincidence when United Airlines is grounded and the New York Stock Exchange is not operating, when our focus has shifted from the unity and forgiveness shown by several families in South Carolina to a flag, when the removal frenzy in our nation includes the Ten Commandments on the grounds of the state capitol building in Oklahoma. Help us not to get caught up in the continuous changing of news events in this nation that we lose focus on the things that really matter, God and family, the Bible and freedom, life and eternal life. And as we emphasize eternal life, may we discern that everything in this life pales in comparison to that life, the entrance to that city where the sun shines all the time. There are no more tears, no more funeral processions, and no more pain. Can we hear it now? Those words which declares, well done, good and faithful servant, accompanied by a crown of life, all supernatural stuff. So may we live our life in a realm of the supernatural, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible, including another spiritual awakening, revival in 1,000 cities. Let it be Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And let's see, I have some more prayers throughout the week that I would like to pray about. There's a Spanish prayer, but I can't speak Spanish, so I'm going to have to go to some more prayers. Maybe I can get a Thursday prayer right quickly here that I could pray here on this Friday. I think I've got a lot of Thursday prayers, so here we go. And it says, Holy Spirit, we pray today concerning the spirit of murder that is raging across our land. And this, of course, this one was only yesterday. The senseless rage in the theater in Nashville is a continuing reminder of how far we have fallen as a nation, that we are a society at risk everywhere we go. Theaters are now the new venue, but who knows where and when it will happen next in a nation that's lost its value system, where we no longer seem to value the life of another person, knowing that in a moment's time, another person who has so much to offer mankind is suddenly taken as a result of a person who is either mentally deranged or demonically inspired. May we pause and consider this morning the current state of our country, knowing that Satan desires to plunge our nation into an atmosphere of fear and anxiety, resulting in a homebound culture that takes away much of its simple pleasures in life. Help us, Almighty God, to seek your face until we experience another spiritual awakening in America. We pray for the first presidential debate that was last night, of course, that was taking place. And I trust that you did not miss those debates. And may each of us as Christians continue to support the candidate that is one that would support Christian values in this nation. Here's a Thursday prayer. We pray this morning for the forgotten generation, particularly those who are confined to nursing facilities, most of them in the twilight times of their life. Men and women who once were strong, healthy, alert, productive, with a sound mind, now codependent on others to assist them with their every need. It doesn't seem fair, Lord, that people get old and revert back to their childhood in many ways, loss of memory with no quality of life. We pray for these individuals. We also pray for the family members who are being challenged by these interruptions in their rhythm of life, many taking on additional responsibilities to care for a loved one while still handling the needs of their immediate family and possibly a job or business. We pray for these family caregivers that you will give them the strength and energy to honor their loved one in this time of life. We also pray for those whose parents have come to live with them because they're no longer able to live alone. We ask for special grace and the ability to adjust. We pray today for all who work in these nursing facilities, many underpaid and overworked. We ask that you, Lord, give them the additional strength they need and to know that this is a ministry not only to the patient, but also to their entire family. And help each of us to know today that one day all of us will get old, will need additional help and care. So may we enjoy every moment that we have eyes to see, ears to hear, feet to walk on, have the ability to be self-sufficient. May we remember the little things that seem unimportant to us today, but are invaluable to the forgotten generation, this important people group. May we pause today and give thanks for the small things of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here is some more prayers. I think we have time for maybe one or two more. Here's the Thursday prayer. that we sent out several weeks ago. Holy Spirit, we ask for your guidance and direction today, knowing that even though we make our own plans, it's you that directs our steps. Understanding what appears to be good for us may be unacceptable in your sight. Acknowledging today, Holy Spirit, that our ways are not your ways, and when we attempt to sail our own ship, we can possibly end up in total shipwreck. So help us to pause and consider this morning the path that you've laid out for us in life. We ask that you anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, and may we be quick to hear and slow to speak, listening to your still small voice that declares, "This is the way, walk in it." And may we purpose in our heart that we will spend time communicating with you each day in the stillness of the day, learning to listen, entering into that secret place, shutting the door behind us, receiving revelation that can literally change our circumstances, knowing that one word from you, Holy Spirit, can change our lives forever. Anoint us this morning to live each day, receiving your direction, asking Lady Wisdom to give us invaluable counsel in all that we do, knowing that we have the opportunity to live in a realm of the supernatural each and every day. So may we wake up each morning with "Good morning, Holy Spirit," on our lips and a fervency in our heart that you have made each day special for each of us who know your voice and are willing to respond accordingly. We pray that you will pour out your Spirit upon this nation in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, just a few of the prayers that I've been sending out now for 3 years. 3 years today. We started there on August the 7th, 2012. And so very, very thankful that you have been praying with us, and thankful for everyone that takes time out of their schedule. You got to realize that Linda Meeks and Cheryl Ortiz and Evelyn Gastelum, they send these prayers out in English and Spanish every night. Sometimes they stay awake late at night when maybe the prayer's delayed or we're having a difficult time getting on online, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to thank these ladies, and I want to thank you for praying with us. And I want to thank our producer of BPN Radio, Michael Sean Bourne, and I want to thank Arena, who puts these broadcasts on at midnight every night and replays them every hour for 24 hours. So we're getting it out. We're getting the word out that we must pray. And I've been leading prayer now since 1967. Gene and I have been in ministry for 49 years now, in our 50th year, because we believe that when we pray, something happens. And if you are not a prayer leader, we encourage you to do so. Would you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to where it says 1,000 prayer leaders, and click on that box, and you can register there. And there's a box to let us know whether you are doing a private prayer group or you have a public prayer group, and we will put your name on our list accordingly. So I want to welcome some new prayer leaders that have just joined us. I want to welcome Roy Ivins, who is a private location in Lubbock, Texas. Stephen Strader is a public location there in Lakeland, Florida. And Tom Santopolo, who is a new prayer leader at Gateway Church there in Rutland, Vermont. Becky Barton has leading a prayer group at Woman of the World in Winfield, Louisiana. And some others we want to welcome today. Bill Hart, leading prayer at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. Jill McCray has a private location, Kansas City, Missouri. Sonia Schimmel is leading prayer at Revolution Church in Port Angeles, Washington. Lisa Weber has a private location in Independence, Kansas. Jackie Thomas, private location in Bristow, Oklahoma. Rebecca Brindle's leading prayer on Facebook, Blairsville, Georgia. Jamie Peters leading prayer at Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. Jim Loper leading prayer at Cornerstone Church, Amarillo, Texas. Adolfo Pacheco, Clearview Church, Chino, California. Lori Wong has a private location, Flemington, New Jersey. And Evelyn Gastelum has a private location in Downey, California. And Sathanth Jacob is a private location in Katy, Texas. And Rob Mays, leading prayer at Radiant Life, Cedar Hill, Texas. We also have Ann Silverthorne, who's leading prayer at Crawford County Christian Center in Robinson, Illinois. Want to welcome Tom Luther, leading prayer at Family Worship Center, Columbia, Missouri, and Eugene Bullard at Generation Pray, Archer City, Texas. Easy and Lena Jones, Generation Jesus, Sugarland, Texas. Bethany Stanton, Calvary Cathedral, Fort Worth, Texas. Lawrence Neeson, Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And Rick Rapp, Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Judy Dodson at Temple Baptist Church, Bern, North Carolina. Polo De La Cruz at El Encuentro, Topeka, Kansas. And Tracy Johnson, Saskatoon Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. If you'd like to be a prayer leader, go to bpnradio.com. If you don't have a prayer group, you can start one. You'll lead a daily prayer group, and we'll send you a list of prayers to include in your prayer time. If you already have a prayer service each week, at least once a week, why don't you just sign up and be a part of Breakout Prayer Network, BPN. There's no charge, and we'll just list you, and we're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders. God, let it be so. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. As we have celebrated on this Friday, this wonderful third anniversary of sending out prayers over the internet, sending out prayers on our websites, on our fan page, on Facebook, and of course by email. Thousands of people on our mailing list, and you can be too. Well, we'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.